Republicans on the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights have issued a dissenting report on the problems faced by voters in last year's Florida elections. They disagree with the majority's finding that blacks were disproportionately denied the right to vote. The new report continues a bitter feud within the commission over what happened last November and why. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The report was released during a hearing yesterday before the Senate Rules Committee, where both Republicans and Democrats say they want to fix the nation's electoral system. But lawmakers heard little agreement from members of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights on what problems need to be addressed. Abigail Thernstrom is one of two Republican appointees on the 8-member panel. She disputed the commission's findings earlier this month that the voting rights of Florida's black residents had likely been violated.
The Florida election was hampered by unintentional and unanticipated problems that were not motivated by racial bias and did not disfranchise minority voters. The assertion that black voters were 9 times more likely than whites to have their ballots discarded simply does not withstand scrutiny.
Thernstrom said the commission's majority did not take into account the impact of voter error. An analysis of the vote conducted for Republicans by Yale Law School economist John Lott found that low income and literacy rates were more likely than race to explain the number of ballots rejected in certain neighborhoods. But New York Democrat Charles Schumer challenged Lott's findings repeatedly at the hearing, which at times grew contentious. Schumer said the impact on voters was the same, no matter what the cause.
Doesn't it mean, ipso facto, that a higher percentage of people of color are turned away from voting or don't get to vote than white people? Yes or no?
For any given income, there's no higher percentage blacks that are not voting. But if you break it down in terms of total,
do you refuse to answer the question yes or no?
You're going to get more blacks.
It's a simple yes or no question. Aren't people of color poorer?
Lott eventually said yes, but insisted there was no evidence of racial discrimination. Commission Chair Mary Frances Berry said that wasn't a necessary requirement to call for an investigation by the Department of Justice.
The civil rights laws, the Voting Rights Act especially, doesn't require us to connect the dots and say who caused this and who caused that. It happened. We know what happened. And if it has a disparate impact, an overwhelming impact, on a group of people that the law is designed to protect, it is up to the Attorney General to ferret that out and to go forward and to do something about it.
Senators on the Rules Committee say they're more concerned about what kind of legislation should be enacted to make sure there's no repeat of the Florida election mess. Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell.
I think it is perfectly apparent that the commission is deeply divided on this, and we can have a battle of statistics endlessly. I tend to agree with Senator Schumer, whether it's race or whether it's economics, the issue is, what, if anything, should we do at this level?
McConnell has a bill that's attracted widespread Senate support. It calls for a commission to study ways to improve voting systems and would also give states and localities $2.5 billion to modernize their voting equipment as long as they follow certain guidelines. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.